27 minutes to 8. Welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We were discussing verses 56 and 57 of Surah Al-A'raf in our last discussion on Friday. Let me just go through the translation and a brief recap on what we discussed on Friday, and then we'll take the discussion further, inshallah. In verse 56, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا وَدُعُوهُ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Do not cause corruption in the earth after its reformation, and call on him with fear and appreciation and expectation. Surely the mercy of Allah is near those who do good. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَي رَحْمَتِهِ. It is he who sends winds bearing glad tidings prior to the rains. حَتَّى إِذَا أَقَلَّتْ سَحَابًا ثِقَالًا سُقْنَاهُ لِبَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ فَأَنزَلْنَا بِهِ الْمَاءَ فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. When the winds have brought heavy clouds, we drive the clouds to a dead land. We then send down rain from that cloud. We then bring forth therefrom every type of fruit. كَذَلِكَ نُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. In like manner, we shall bring forth the dead so that you may ponder. وَالْبَلَدُ الطَّيِّبُ يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ. The land that is good, its vegetation comes forth with the permission of its sustainer. وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا نَكِدًا. As for the one that is bad, nothing but worthless vegetation comes forth. كَذَلِكَ نُصَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَشْكُرُونَ. Thus do we expound our verses diversely to people who are grateful. Now I explained on Friday that Ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is drawing a comparison between a believer and an unbeliever. And Allah is talking about rain. That Allah sends rain, and when rain falls on land that's fertile, then that land gives us the best of fruit and vegetables, the best of produce. On the other hand, that same rain, when it falls on land which is not so fertile, it produces, even if it produces, لا يخرج إلا نكدا. You know, that which is worthless, that which is not of much benefit, that's what comes out. And nakida, according to the Mufassirin, is that which is insufficient and useless. And we also explained that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is explaining by means of an example, that Allah who can send rain and bring life from ground that's dead. I mean, when you walk on soil, even if it's fertile, but it's dead at that particular moment, there's nothing there. And the rain drops and that ground springs to life. All of a sudden, there's crops and there's fruit and there's vegetables and there's trees. That same Allah can resurrect a dead body after it has died. And we explained on Friday as well that actually what will happen after the blowing of the first trumpet, Allah will shower a light drizzle. And after which the corpses of the dead will surface from the ground. Thereafter it will be sounded for the second time, and when people will all stand up. Now, what we understand from here is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is highlighting two things. One is Allah has the ability to resurrect. That Allah who sends the rain that can resurrect a dead piece of land, why can't He resurrect dead bodies? And Allah is also drawing a comparison between hearts that have the capacity to give life and hearts that don't. The heart of a believer and the heart of an unbeliever. When Allah showers the rains of guidance onto the heart of a believer, it comes alive. When Allah showers the rains of guidance on the heart of the unbeliever, because the unbeliever has chosen to remain spiritually dead, it has little or no effect on his heart. Now there's one more point with regards to these two verses, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about rain and how rain has a differing impact on ground that's fertile and ground that's not so fertile. And that is, the scholars have written, if you look at these two verses in the context of the previous verses, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about the sun and the moon and the stars, and here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about the rain. What we learn from all of these verses is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through His mercy, He illuminates the darkness of the night with the stars, the moon and the sun. He sends down the rain in order to fill a barren land with lush vegetation, and He thereby provides the means of sustenance for both man and animals. Now, if Allah does all of this for our physical needs, you know, physically we require light. So Allah sends the sun, Allah sends the moon, Allah sends the stars. We require rain, Allah sends the rain. We require food, Allah makes the rain give life to empty land. And that land, barren land, is filled with then lush vegetation and means of sustenance. If Allah does all of this for our physical needs, how can it be that Allah will not do the same, if not more, for our spiritual needs? So when there was spiritual darkness, there was no Nabi, people were involved in in killing their own daughters. They were involved in tribal wars for decades on end. Allah sent spiritual light in the form of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this spiritual light, not only I'm giving the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he was the final prophet and it's of relevance to us who came after him, but every prophet prior to him, it was on the same principle. In accordance with the demands of the time, Allah sent Anbiya, Allah sent prophets, Allah sent books, Allah sent revelation, Allah sent guidance, which had the ability to illuminate hearts, to spiritually uplift people and elevate people. And there was this continuous spiritual rain that came in the form of revelation and the conduit with the different Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And that's why, by concluding this ruku with a reference to rain, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is indicating now that the discussion in the following rukus of Surah Al-A'raf will be about various Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam that came and they played this role of being a conduit through which the spiritual rains of hidayat and guidance reach the people of the time. If Allah can make intizam, as we would say, if Allah can make arrangements for physical light in the form of, and the conduit is the sun and the moon and the stars, if Allah can make arrangement for our physical needs, where He sends rain and He sends rain and the plants grow and the vegetables grow and the fruits grow, why won't Allah make intizam and arrangement for our spiritual needs by sending the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, by sending them with revelation, by sending them with books, with codified law, with instructions, with guidelines, with prohibitions, with a code of life, with a manner and method of how we should exist on earth, so that we can see the spiritual light from the darkness of shirk and the darkness of kufr and the darkness of disobedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And on that note, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is now indicating that the following rukus, Allah will talk about Nuh alayhi salam, Allah will talk about Hud alayhi salam, Allah will talk about Salih alayhi salam, Allah will talk about Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam, and then Allah will finally talk about Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wa salam. These five stories will come in greater detail as Surah Al-A'raf continues. It's a lengthy surah of the Quran Kareem. A poet says, the rains in their inherent nature are not irregular. In the garden, the tulip grows, while in Silene, soil, useless grass and thorns grow. It depends on the nature of the ground. It depends on our hearts. The hidayat and guidance is there. It depends on our hearts and how we have purified our hearts. The more pure the heart of a person, the more receptive it is to hidayat and guidance.